The Architect's Apprentice, written by Elif Shafak and read by Grant Cartwright. The Prophet Jacob had 12 sons. The Prophet Jesus, 12 apostles. Prophet Joseph, whose story is told in the 12th surah of the Quran, was his father's favourite child. 12 loaves of bread the Jews placed at their tables. 12 golden lions guarded the throne of Solomon. There were 6 steps up to the throne, and since every climb had a descent, that meant 6 steps down, 12 in total. 12 cardinal beliefs wafted through the land of Hindustan. 12 imams succeeded the Prophet Muhammad in the Shia creed. 12 stars ornamented Mary's crown, and a boy named Jahan had barely completed 12 years of his life when he saw Istanbul for the very first time. Skinny, sunburned, and restless as a fish in midstream, he was rather short for his age. As if to make up for his height, a thatch of black hair grew upwards and perched on his head like a creature with a life of its own. His hair was the first thing people saw when they looked at him. Next came his ears, each the size of a thug's fist. But his mother said that someday girls would be charmed by his dazzling smile and by the single dimple in his left cheek, a cook's fingerprint on soft dough. This she had said. This he believed. Lips red as a rosebud, hair lustrous as silk, waist thinner than a willow branch, nimble as a gazelle, strong as an ox, blessed with the voice of a nightingale, which she would use to sing lullabies to her babies, not for idle chatter, and never to defy her husband. Such was the bride his mother would have wanted for him had she been alive. But she was gone. The vapours, the physician had said, though Jahan knew it was the beating she received every day from his brute of a stepfather, who also happened to be his uncle. The man had cried his heart out at the funeral, as if it was someone else who had caused her early death. Jahan had hated him with all his being ever since. When he had boarded this vessel, he regretted leaving home without having taken his revenge. Yet he knew if he had stayed, either he would have killed his uncle, or his uncle would have killed him. Since he was still too young, and not strong enough, it would have probably been the latter. When the right time arrived, Jahan would return for retribution, and he would find his beloved. They would marry in a ceremony of 40 days and 40 nights, stuffing themselves with sweetmeats and laughter. Their first daughter he would name after his mother. It was a dream he told no one.